Henson with the Physical Rehab and Performance Minute. Just wanted to share a quick thought this morning. I recently attended the exercise strategies course through University of St. Augustine, and it gave me a lot of just insights. And that's one thing with Con Ed that I really enjoy is just sometimes when your thinking gets stale or you get in ruts with treatment or exercise prescription, you can get some thoughts about things from a different perspective, and it really can change your treatment philosophy and exercise prescription, manual therapy prescription, all of that. So one of the concepts that we talked about, which is pretty common in the lower extremity and the trunk, is proximal stability for distal mobility, that kind of concept. So we think the core or trunk or whatever you want to call it, as it relates to the hips and the lower extremities and power. But often I found myself not focusing enough on scapular stability prior to glenohumeral or upper extremity mobility or strengthening or whatever the terminology you want to use. So it helped me to change my perspective on the time I spend on training the scapula, whether it's depression or retraction, those kind of things, and using different muscle contractions, whether it's isometrics first in certain positions to get them the patient or the athlete better able to hold those positions if they're lacking, or moving into isotonics with resistance, manual resistance at the scapula, and then going into some eccentric work. I think I don't spend enough time doing that, and I get to the more, full limb movements or PNF movements or whatever the idea is, or plyometrics, those kind of things, and I don't spend enough time working that proximal stability of the scapula. So I encourage you to go back and think about your treatment plans or your exercise prescription or programming, and look at how you work on the scapula, whatever impairments or weaknesses you find, and spend maybe a little more time developing that aspect of proximal stability for the upper quarter. So hopefully that was helpful. It's challenged the way I've been thinking just over the past couple days about exercise. And if you have any questions, just shoot me an email at andersonphysiotherapy@gmail.com. Thanks.